CFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop? Transformers! Defenders
of truth! Robots who fight in disguise! All super robot stuff. Your power-up armor robot suffers a little on their own to some degree. It's just one of them things that happens in robot animes like that.
Yeah. I was pretty fond of R.I.D. Magnus, even as a standalone. Granted, you know, he was designed to be, you know, armor and all that, but the way they implemented the robot mode in spite of that made it radically different enough that it was enjoyable. I mean, he had these tiny biceps, huge Popeye forearms, like the freaking Sailor Man. And you know,
about 60% leg.
I was gonna say these ridiculous legs, but
well, you say
so far removed from a regular Transformer look that it worked. I liked it.
Well, we say that, but now look at Transformers Adventures Optimus. Both the regular and the super and the newer and the armored up version coming out, and no one has any reason to complain about having too much leg on their Transformers.
Yeah, but at least Ultra Magnus had an excuse for his legs to be hollow.
Yes.
So that'd why did his knees hurt?
wait, he has knees?
That's news to me.
It's a hidden feature.
I thought he just had a dual hip joint.
He just has really high up knees. He's all lower leg.
So he's like the Transformer version of Peter Griffin there. His legs go all the way up.
Exactly.
Well, nice. Anyway, on that illustrious note.
So our main topic tonight. I have become third-party curious. mostly because recently, well, within the last year, Perfect Effect Leonidas has become a thing. And my childhood consisted of two major factors. And one was Transformers. I was a Transformer collector. And two was Zoids. My brother collected Zoids. So Leonidas has been a couple of scratches that I've always wanted since Takara and Tomy became Takara Tomy, mm-hmm. and that was a Zoid Transformer. And so I keep weighing back and forth. I've not been the most, like, I don't hate third party. I've just always sort of avoided it for my own, you know, different reasons. So I have not quite bitten the bullet yet, and I need some convincing.
Well, despite what you might think, this isn't Sparta.
It can be.
Don't get that.
I mean, we can. Are you saying I need to buy 300 of them? Because
yes.
That's a lot of money.
That's exactly what he's saying.
And then throw them all down a pit with your boot.
Their missiles will blot out the sun. It's a bunch of plastic missiles raining.
That's some big missiles.
And I'm gonna quote this. Do y'all remember those the books on tape from the Transformers?
Yes, yes.
Our missiles. That's the quote from one of the books. That's for the two people who might be listening that remembers BotCon 95. We were on Rox's room watching the video of one of those books on the videos. And it was at Starscream was hiding behind a tree.
Alright, Don. Anyway. So as our taglines say, me and Jim need a bit of convincing. So why don't you start taking us down this rabbit hole that is third party? Alrighty.
Well, I'll give you just a real quick history of my association with third party. My first third party piece was City Commander, which I believe was a lot of people's first step into third party, because it took the white Classics Optimus Prime and made him into a classic style Ultra Magnus. And I believe a lot of people, you know, even though they have Masterpiece Magnus, they have Citizen Stack, they have the new Combiner Wars Magnus, they have whatever they have as their Ultra Magnus, white MP01, this holds a special place in a lot of people's in their collection, because it was the first third-party figure, and it did such a really good job of turning that Magnus into the white Magnus cab into Ultra Magnus. And from that point, I've been collecting a lot of third-party ever since. Now, up front, third-party is expensive. Not all of it, but there is definitely a budget concern. This is not for everybody. I'm not saying I'm special because I buy it. I have no life. I have no wife. I have no girlfriend. I have a tiny bit of extra money, so I buy a few third-party things. That's how I can afford it.
Low overhead.
Low overhead. That's the best way to describe it. There are good small third-party items, like the add-on kits that we've seen from Minasaur and Superion and Defensor and all that. You've got your mid-tier kits like from Metroplex that gives you your six-gun and your GAT and Mathis Fortress Max, but six-gun and Scamp and such. And then you've got your higher-tier items like your – who I have handy here. You have Mania King.
I still say it's Mania King.
And then you've got other things like Steel Core from Fans Project, which is, you know, there. It's a Power Master style thing, but it's really not meant to be anybody. So then you can go all the way up to Make Toys Utopia, Dystopia, and things along those lines.
Fruitopia
was canceled. Sorry.
No, they had it at BotCon in Chicago.
Now, I hope, you know, you say that, and I suddenly thought of a G2 colored. Yes. Utopia called, yes. Fruitopia. Now, they would have to change the name, anagram it or something, but that would be kind of cool. So, again, third party is not for everybody, but there is a good way of getting characters that we might not get. For example, my first suggestion, if you're looking for a good third party character and you're like me, you like Rodimus Prime. I've always liked Rodimus Prime. I thought maybe he got the short end of the stick. If season 3 had been longer, I would have liked to have seen Rodimus in command a bit longer. But we need a good Rodimus Prime in our collection, especially a Masterpiece scaled figure. And with all due respect to the Rodimus figure from Masterpiece Takara, it just ain't that great. Yeah. It looks good, but there's some definite issues. Now, the item I would suggest, if you're looking at going into a third party, now this is one of the more pricier ones, but it also fills a niche for a lot of people, and that would be the DX9 Carry, who a lot of people have seen at BotCon and TFCon and all the other conventions. To me, I've seen several video reviews. I've heard nothing but solid things about the construction. There's a few pieces where you got some clearance issues, But you get that in most movie toys, where you one panel passes another, or this gear passes through this slot, you know, things like that.
So that's this guy. I guess as a side note question, has DX9 done any other figures?
Oh, DX9, they have done, if you remember the upgrade kit that turned Evasion Mode Optimus Prime into...
Battle Tower Prime, right?
But no, that was Make Toys.
Oh, Evasion Mode.
Age of Extinction.
Evasion Mode Prime into a movie-style Genra. That's an excellent add-on kit. But this toy has already had seen some late production sample reviews, and if you look at he comes with a Target Master. This is the newer version that has a corrected flame pattern on the chest that makes it look a little more accurate. And
you say correct. And what was with the other one?
The flames ended. If you look at the picture that's up. If you look right where the collar is on the front, the flames ended right there, and they didn't go up. They didn't go up past the collar there.
Okay.
Which made it a little too short.
I see. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Plus, he has his Target Master with him that becomes his Photon Eliminator, and this is an all-in-one transformation. This is. I'm not saying it's not the Titanium transformation. But I feel that it drew inspiration from it because there is a little bit of a backpack, but it all condenses into one flaming Winnebago of justice. There's no extra add-on parts.
I'm wondering, out of any of these third-party incarnations of Rodimus over the years, why we have not gotten the Falcon 7 or whatever from Spaceballs.
Oh, the Spaceballs Winnebago. That's a completely different.
That was Falcon 7, wasn't it? No, that's the dude from Birdman. Never mind.
Yeah.
What was that called?
I can't remember the name. I shame myself as a Mel Brooks Spaceballs fan and cannot remember the name of the Winnebago.
Merchandising.
Spaceballs 3, the search for Spaceballs 2. But I'm suggesting this because, one, it feels a to go with MP10, because there are pictures out there. I thought this one had it that had him standing with MP10 as a size comparison. Again, because scale is now something in the Transformers that's actively being looked at. Plus, it being an all-in-one transformation, it has some really unique engineering points in there. So, I know DX9. They've also done Salmor, which was I believe they did Salmor. No, I'm sorry, that was Unique Toys. I'm sorry, that was Unique Toys. Hard to keep them all track of.
It was Eagle 5, not Falcon 7.
Okay, Eagle 5. So, this is me convincing you that if you want a good Masterpiece Rodimus. I don't know when we'll get another one from Takara as a second try. It may be a while, but this is what I'm suggesting. Especially going into the holidays, if you get some extra money or you want to try something, I feel this would be a good one to do. Now, I'm going to jump to a lower price item. I don't have any links for these right now, but I have them with me. Another company. If you like Wreckers, or if you like Jump Starters, everyone knows Top Spin and Twin Twist.
Of course.
I mean, they were a lot of kids' first Transformers from their grandmother or their parents because they were cheap and they were kind of cool looking. Mech Ideas, they've been around for a little while now, but their first product was Apex and Gemini, which is your Top Spin and Twin Twist. These run about $80 to $90 for the pair, and these are some of the most solid, well-constructed, and engineered figures for their price point I have ever seen.
Do they still auto-transform?
No. Well, if you smash them together hard enough, maybe.
So they're not jump starters then?
Well, no, but it's like Dinobots. They combine. If you hit them hard enough together, yes. Well, you do anyway. So these run about $90 for the pair, about $45 a piece. These are excellent starter figures if you want to try. If you want to try third party and you like jump starters, or you have a wrecker shelf that needs some love, this would be a great way to start out. They're inexpensive. I know they're well made. I've had them here. Massey's knocked them off several times, and they have had no issues.
Oh.
So if they can survive a Massey attack, they're doing better than I am.
Okay. You're still missing a few pieces.
I've been missing pieces for years.
Yes. What you don't see is from his knees down, unlike Ultra Magnus, it's just bone.
That's not too far from the truth. So, you know, that's just with what's on the market now. There is so much on the market that I personally am looking at, again, budgeting this versus that and all that kind of stuff. But that's what I'm recommending. If you're looking for a good Rodimus to go with your Optimus, mm-hmm. I think this will be the one to get.
And that was called Carry?
Carry, because he's carrying on the tradition.
Oh!
That's clever. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
I was thinking like that Stephen King, you know, with the fire and the...
No, he's just carrying on the tradition.
Okay. That makes sense, too, then.
It's sort of like iGear, when they did their Braun equivalent, they called him Hinch, because... He's a henchman. He's okay. Brawny. He's a henchman.
Okay.
So some of the names work out. Some of the names don't. You know, it all depends. But that's one of my first attempts to convince you. Again, you're filling a season 3 shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You're filling a masterpiece level shelf, and you're also doing movie. If you didn't really care about season 3 itself, and just wanted a movie shelf. And with their upcoming Tyrant, which you saw in the last picture, is they've got a Galvatron coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you've got it's not the regular 84, 85 Autobots and Decepticons. You've got some post movie stuff coming, movie and post movie stuff coming up too.
Yeah.
So what do y'all think?
So the big thing I have, the big question I have is, in the heyday, you know, like back when it was sort of transitioning, like one of the big figures that originally, like my interest was piqued back at the time was that Heart of Steel, like Optimus Prime.
Love Heart of Steel.
Which, you know, looked amazing but had some QC problems.
He does. Unfortunately, the first version, which is the one that I've got, does have some issues. But in a prime example
prime.
Of companies learning, the learning curve kicking in, they went and retooled this as Annihilator, which is your Nemesis version. And there are several reviews out there. I'm just going to promote one review from Vangelis that covers a lot of the changes in the molds and stuff that he saw and differences between them.
Mm-hmm.
It's night and day. They just mastermind, listen to what was wrong with them, and they have been surging ahead ever since. I bought Cyclops, which was our Hearts of Steel Shockwave, ironclad dual wheel, dual power boat.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Scared to transform him, but I love him. But I love him. Again, it's not from a quality standpoint, but to get the hole for the boat mode, you've got a bunch of interlocking panels that are a little nerve wracking to unfold. So that's my fingers not doing worth of crap sometimes on intricate stuff like that.
Panels with other panels that lock into panels that you didn't know were there because they were hiding behind other panels, and they all explode into a spaghetti mess of Kibbelin parts.
So, movie Mixmaster.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, just not to segue too much, but I just found something really cool about Combiner Wars Rook. I have totally made him into ED-209 from RoboCop. You have 3 seconds to comply.
Why did you give him a gear walk mode?
I don't know, but I'm not regretting it.
He needs a gear walk mode?
I am so not regretting this now. This is amazing. I love it.
Okay, there is your next Transformers Takara, Transformers Adventure remake.
Yes.
Coming out early next year.
So what I was leading into is, so since, the asking price for third-party toys has come down, like, even with the one, what I'm looking at now, Leonidas, I mean, he's $150, that's a lot, but when you take in consideration, like, I have watched a few things on him, and he's, like, a solid chunk of die-cast.
Lost Art.
So $150 really isn't throwing me off too much. Like, the price isn't throwing me off.
Right.
But it is a large asking price for what is typically seen as, third party as a whole is typically seen as more fragile than what you buy off the shelves. And my worry is, and one of the things that's always sort of been a detractor, is it is a high buy-in price for something that, I feel like the general consensus, at least for the people who aren't buying into it, is that this is something I'm going to have for a while, and then it's going to break on me.
Yeah. Well, the problem is with that, I mean, you're right. Some of the companies do not have the QC control that the Takara, Hasbro, Playmates, whatever they might have in place.
Mm-hmm.
But, like with anything, if you get it through an online store such as Captured Prey.
Great toys, great prices, great service.
CapturedPrey.com. Then you're going to have some measure of comfort dealing with them if there's an issue arises. But it also boils down to the fact is, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you can grab a Combiner Award Deluxe and just start yanking on stuff and see what happens. But you don't want to do that even with a $15 deluxe. I mean, you just want to treat it with a little bit of respect. You don't want to just say, what's this dude? Snap. Then you've got Duocons. That doesn't help anybody. So,
that's true.
What's wrong, Michael?
Oh, goodness. The face Jim made. You said you could just grab a Combiner Wars figure and just start... What, pulling on stuff or yanking on stuff?
They're just jerking stuff apart. Just like, what is this dude? But anyway, but I'm just saying, I will say this, with Steel Core, other than me not understanding, again, one thing about third party is there are not very good instructions in most cases. That's the one thing I wish third parties across the board would improve on would be their instructions. That's why I'm glad we have a lot of viewers out there that cover third party so we can see in action what needs to be done, about with the figures. But as far as engineering and quality, Steel Core, I've never had a problem with. Again, the Mech Ideas jump starters, again, no problems. Maniac King. Some people call him Maniac King. I call him Maniac King. If you can tell, he does have some sharp points on his horn.
Yes.
And they are sharp. They are very sharp.
Not
again, if he falls, they may break. So there is that. But, again, that's something that can happen to anything. So I'm just saying, yes, there is some fragility. But, again, you're sort of trading that for being a little more accurate because we couldn't get this kind of crest on a mainstream Galvatron. People wouldn't get, because that would never survive the safety standards. Mm-hmm. So, again, there is some quality issues. The best thing I can recommend to both of y'all and anybody that's interested in jumping into the third party, do your research first. Read about what people. Mm-hmm. Some people get early test shots. They get early samples. See what they say. If you can go through the forum groups, look at the forum groups and see if anyone has the figure or if they're noticing things that may be an issue. It is a little bit of work, but again, if you're getting a figure like the Rodimus that we're not going to be getting for a while, it's worth it to find out ahead of time what you're getting into for the money. But you'll be a lot happier when you get it and you know what to look for, and he's on the shelf and he's fine.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you started first. You go.
Rock, paper, scissors? No? Okay. I think what might be one of the main hindrances for me that I've noticed is how so many third-party companies are making so similar of product that it does tend to get confusing.
And not
only, you know, is it pretty easy to confuse. It's like, well, I got this figure that's the left leg, and I got this figure that's the right arm, but, oh, hey, it's not to the same set. It's a different group, and so... because, I mean, there's like, what, two Predakings and, like, five Devastators now?
No, they're...
There's three Predakings.
Okay, it's even worse. Okay.
Actually, four if you count the recolor... That's recently announced for the Singapore show that just was. So there's four counting the recolor, five if you count the Hasbro reissue of the G1 Predaking is out there as well. You've got upcoming Monstructor, Dino King, which is the same company. We've got another Devastator coming out with Gravity Builder. The Devastators is the big thing. We've got Devastators coming out of the woodwork. So, yeah, you're right. It is confusing.
Yes.
And a lot of these companies are offshoots of others, but we don't know how much. You know, it may be engineering teams moving on to different projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using companies in a loose sort of standpoint because we don't really know how these companies are structured. But
yeah, they're a little... I don't want to say shady necessarily, but nobody knows really that much about them.
Again, yeah, it's the whole thing's a gray area, and I'll admit it. I mean, and yes. And this is going to be debated by a lot of people for a very long time on the pros and cons and yes and no. I just wanted to show that even though there's been a lot of critical talk about third party in the past, about the downsides, you're getting some pretty damn nice figures that we may not get for a while. Now, Hasbro has said, we'll give you all the figures you want. It just may take us a little while to get there because they have a lot more safety regulation they have to go through, drop tests, and stuff like that. So it's a balancing act. Do you want this character now, or do you want to wait and see if it comes out later under, like with Combiner Wars? I did buy Fans Project Minasaur. And then a month after he was completed, we get Combiner Wars Minasaur. So, you know, there is that.
Combiner Wars Minasaur? Seems to me that there's something...
About
that.
There's something about that?
Yeah, it seems like a great time to mention the Unite With Us contest that we're currently running. And you're about to get your third clue. So get ready, because the third clue is gold.
You didn't have to do it as gold. You really did. You didn't have to do it as gold member. Keep it classy.
Gold. I love gold.
So,
accident.
Yeah. So without the horrible Austin Powers reference, the clue for this week is gold. G-O-L-D.
I think
gold.
We've officially said it.
Is that how you spell it?
Like... 10 times.
Well, see, so. I'm trying like a Beetlejuice. Maybe if I say it more 3 times, it'll appear in my lap. And I'll have gold in my lap. Gold in my, you know, it's like, yes, I have gold. I have no gold.
Okay. Nice.
But moving on. Mm-hmm. That's your clue. You're not hearing it again. Keep track. Keep listening for more clues.
For a Unite.
For a chance to win. Not the United version, a Hasbro version.
Yeah, Combiner Wars.
Of Minasaur.
Yeah, Unite With Us.
With all the members, including Dead End and, I believe, Blackjack.
All seven Stunicons.
All seven.
Hashtag Unite With Us. That's brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. And also, speaking of sponsors, we also have Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection, minimize your cost with Mega Toy Fan.
Right, exactly. And he
oh,
also...
my gosh. New person.
Well, person...
Are you actually in here this time, Greg?
I don't know.
If anyone's watching the live version, you might have noticed an icon that keeps popping in and popping out and popping in and popping out, and that's because our very own insane Galvatron is trying to join, and he's been having some trouble. Hey, I think I see camera feed.
He does exist.
He might actually be here. Are you there, Greg? Greg,
hello.
I am there.
Computer.
Greg. Greg.
Hello, computer.
He's not answering. So he's still working through some technical difficulties. We'll continue on with the conversation.
Okay.
I believe we were on the
quality.
Confusing nature of third party.
Right.
Yes, because they are very confusing.
Well, let me ask y'all this then. Since y'all are coming into it blind, coming into it new, other than the quality issue and the price, is there anything else that has kept y'all from jumping in on more than just accessory sets? I mean, what do you feel is keeping you back from going from accessory sets to your Leonidas or to your whatever you might be looking at, Jim, you know, and currently?
As far as me, I would think my largest hindrance, aside from the fact that it's not Hasbro or Takara proper branding of the toys, is cost. Cost is very prohibitive.
Yeah, that.
Especially for people like me who actually waited on a day off where I had to work overtime on a holiday, so I would get double time and a half just so I can afford Combiner Wars Devastator, which I will be purchasing next week when my check comes in. But aside from that, something else that bothers me is the lack of insignias. I have to have insignias on my figures.
Well,
I know that's why they make repro labels.
Yeah.
But even so.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's you're going to have to go with repro labels on that. Or if you have old G1 toys that you haven't used all your stickers on, you can use those. Because I love a lot of repro label stuff, but there's so many sheets of labels that I want, but I know me. I will not sit down and put them all on. I'll put the Autobot logo on or Decepticon logo on, and that'll be it.
Yeah. But yeah, cost is the main thing for me, honestly.
Yeah, and there's so much. I mean, you know, I was being kind of silly a while ago, but you know, you are right, Jim. I don't have the wife. I don't have the girlfriend. So you know, I don't have the expenditures. So I can get a couple things every now and then, just you know, sell stuff on eBay, you know, stuff like that. But it's like everything else. For you know, like there's a lot of Combiner Wars that I'm not buying.
Mm-hmm. More for me.
More for you. But I'm instead of me getting, you know, the white Optimus Prime, the battle whatever Optimus Prime,
Battle Core.
Instead of me getting that, I put that towards, you know, I'm going to put that towards Carrie because I really want that Rodimus Prime. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, if it's a bigger priced item that you're not sure of, you're not sure of the quality, maybe check and see if they have something of a lower price that you still want, you know, to get a feel for their product. Again, it's not a direct correlation. Just because this little thing is good doesn't mean the big thing's going to be good.
Yeah.
Now, as far as items of different sizes, one set that I was actually really surprised by and I actually kind of enjoyed, really, was I want to say it was KFC, the Keith's Fantasy Club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The third party, not Squawk Talk, not Beast Box, not Grand Slam, and not Rain Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Which Captured Prey and Mega Toy Fan had their own variations of, if I recall.
Right.
But I, I had, as a kid, some of my first Transformers, aside from Top Spin, was Grand Slam, Randance, Squawk Talk, and Beast Box. You know, my dad and I, we walked a whole block to Kmart in Paris, Illinois, and we bought these things. And, you know, that's back when, you know, cassette tapes were still a thing. You know, I was still getting up before kindergarten to watch G1. And even though they were little dinky things, these were some of the most amazing toys, and they've always had that soft spot in my heart. And so when these new third-party incarnations of these characters came out, that Hasbro, frankly, hasn't touched with a 10-foot Polecat, I was ecstatic.
Polecat?
Yes, a little Tex Avery nod. I'm a big Tex Avery fan. Sorry.
I've heard of a 10-foot pole, but not a 10-foot Polecat.
Well, yeah, it's just a long skunk.
And we have Insane Galvatron with audio and video.
Hey! Yes.
Sorry, now, guys.
Now in full, glorious Technicolor.
Well, this computer, the last time I had it on, it was running when we had a power outage, so it didn't shut down properly, and I was having a really hard time getting it up and going.
That's what she said.
Yeah. that can definitely happen when it shuts down incorrectly.
That happens when you run DOS.
Yeah, I know. I need to upgrade to DOS 2.0.
Well, you need to take the floppy out, flip it upside down, and put it back in.
Oh, is that what I need?
Put the tab down.
If you were running Windows 98, you wouldn't have had that problem.
I know. Well, no, I'm still running DOS 2.0. I keep hearing about this Windows 95. Should I get that?
I like 3.11 Windows for work groups. I was really pretty fond of that. They had Minesweeper.
And just in case anyone doesn't know, I was up until about 2009, 2010, I was still not using Windows 98. So I jumped from Windows 98 to Vista. Slight culture shock.
Holy crap.
It's like, here's Vista. I can't find anything.
Just a little.
That's the... talk about jumping to the... making, like, the worst jump possible over there.
Yeah, the Mojave experiment with a flying face plant.
Insane Galvatron, you are a unique individual in the fact that you've dealt with third party and you've dealt with first party stuff as far as being a collector and all that, just like me. With me trying to sell them on third party, what would you do to convince them to at least try something third party?
Well, the first thing I would say is watch reviews, because some stuff comes out really good, some stuff comes out like garbage. Some stuff is cheap enough that it's worth the risk, if you know, like the Master Shooter stuff, they're small, inexpensive, you know. But as far as, you know, like Warden, for example, high quality figure, but it's a bit of a parts former. The first thing I would say is watch reviews. If there's a character you like and Hasbro hasn't done a new version of that character, like, you know, real high quality, and the third party has one, watch the reviews first off to see what the quality is like, because you don't want to spend $100 on something and it break 10 minutes out of the box,
right?
Or that you just can't get Transformers, nothing wants to tab together.
I've done that.
Yeah. Well, now, I was using DX9's carry as an example of what I think would be a good third party piece, even though it is a little pricey. Mm-hmm. Considering the Rodimus that we got was not as good as it could have been, that if you want a movie fig, if you want a movie Rodimus, if you like the all in one transformation, I was suggesting
Magnus that way. Hmm?
Yeah,
because
Magnus is
all in one. So
right. Well, do you think my suggestion of DX9 carry some?
Well, what's the rumor? Is because I don't was DX9 released any full figures before this?
Yeah, they've done. If you hadn't asked me, I could have. Oh, geez. Give me a second. I'll get you some names.
Time's up.
You said just a second. That's a second. I don't know. Yeah.
Hang on. I'll get you some names here in a second. I'm just trying to.
They're associated. The other one they were associated with.
We believe they're working with Orbis with Unique Toys.
Unique Toys. Okay. See, because being the Galvatron fan that I am, I got the Unique Toys Mania King.
Yeah.
He says Mania King, too.
Okay, I love that figure.
It's Mania King.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like Mania King. It's like he's maniacal.
Yeah, that's what I call him. Yeah. Okay, here's some DX9 stuff. Just Chigura, which is their Astro train. They've also done some War in the Pocket, the smaller figures as well, the legend size figures. They've done some upgrade kits, like for Megatron. I mentioned the earlier in saying Galvatron, I mentioned the upgrade kit for Evasion Mode Optimus, the like movie Genrai. I mentioned that.
That was
You know, I'm just trying to give you anything else.
Love Master Force.
All right, well, so I have heard, because like I said, my experience with the company, because I've got the Mania King, or Mania King, however you want to pronounce it. That was a really high-quality figure. I was impressed. I know Duran has the Unique Toys Predaking. I can't remember what they called it. And he loves it. I think it's great.
That would be Warlord?
I think so.
I think that's
so the quality, that company has a good reputation for quality. So, yeah, I would think because of how crappy our Rodimus was, if you don't have any third-party stuff yet and you collect Masterpiece and you like the Masterpiece G1s, I would definitely say Carrie would be, you know, high on the list.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and they've also, you know, also now again, a lot of people are putting them with Unique Toys and DX9 together in the same boat. And you know, but they also did Sal Moore, which is the Psycho motorcycle, and then Splinter, which is the Retgar equivalent, as well. Mm-hmm. So that's that.
I'm sorry, his name's Splinter.
Yeah, Splinter is their Retgar equivalent.
How did they get that and not get in trouble from Playmates or Marauders?
Well, because it's not a rat. It's a robot. It's a completely different category.
But it's a toy, though.
Oh, well. I mean, how do these third parties do anything to do without getting in trouble? It's a big gray area. How many units are they going to sell? Is Playmates going to care enough to sue a company that's going to sell maybe 1,000 units? You know, it's not like they're selling 100,000 coins named Splinter.
Yeah.
Well, and like we discussed earlier, these companies seem to almost be sort of like non-entities. They sort of pop up and become a thing when they have a new figure coming out, and then they sort of just fade off into the ether until they have something new.
Okay. So to the point, I think Don has a good suggestion. I think if you're a Masterpiece collector, Carrie is, it would be a good one. The Galvatron they're coming out with is on my must-buy list. Of course, I'm going to get every Galvatron, even the Transbot ones that will probably fall apart. But I'll just never transform that one. I'll get out of the box, sit on the shelf, and there it'll be. Because I collect all Galvatrons. But my suggestion for the topic is if you're wanting to get into third-party and you haven't bought much, start, you know, again, look at the reviews on things. Make sure you're getting a good quality figure because you don't want to be tainted by buying garbage. But start small. Like, for example, my first experience with KFC were the little tapes. Now, the Grand Slam and Rain Dance were garbage, but the Steel Jaw was pretty good. The Ram Horn was pretty good. And the Decepticon Combiner, the Squawk Talk and Beast Box, that one was really good. And they're inexpensive purchases, so you're on.
You might have lost him.
I think so.
Come back.
Oh, no, there he is.
You cut out just a little bit there.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I know everything kind of froze up. I wasn't sure what happened.
Squawk Talk and Beast Box?
Yeah, those two, they were really good, even though Grand Slam sucked. But I was saying, buy the small items, like the inexpensive. So if you do, just kind of get a taste of what third party is like. And if you don't like it, you're not out a lot of money. Whereas if you go and your first toy is, you know, $160 carry, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, man, this is pretty neat, but it's not worth $160, you're going to feel burned.
Yeah.
So get smaller stuff first. See if you can, like, for example, I got this little headmaster guy here. I don't remember who put these out.
Oh.
And, you know, Chris, I got Optimus. I got a Soundwave. You know, they were inexpensive. They were, like, less than $20 each, and it just, they transformed into alt modes and to heads. And there's, like, Optimus, and there's a Megatron and Ultra Magnus that I have still boxed up. You know, that's just a good way to get your feet wet in the third-party market. Buy the smaller, inexpensive things first.
Now, this is along those same lines. This is what I suggested in St. Galvatron. The Mech Ideas Top Spin and Twin Twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good toys.
A solid figure. That's what I suggest. Again, about $90 for the pair, but if you've got a wrecker shelf, you know.
Yeah, especially if you're into the IDW, because that's based on IDW designs. That's another thing. If you read the comics, right now, third party is your best option is to get a lot of the comic characters. Who is it that's is it Mastermind Creations that's making the DJD?
I think that's one of the people. I don't read the comics, so I don't keep up with that.
Okay. But if you're a comic reader and you want comic characters, I mean, that's why Warden is so awesome, is he's based on IDW Fort Max. The DJD, that's the only way you're going to get them is through third party. So if you are a comic fan and you want those characters, you know, third party is the way to go.
Okay.
So you weren't here earlier, but what has really prompted this conversation is when I came up with the idea was that I've been trying to make up my mind on Leonidas because I haven't really bought into the third party. I mean, the closest third party items I have bought is like I bought the Unicron.com animated AllSpark set, mm-hmm. and I bought the iGear cup heads. You know, that's my
the Saigar.
Yeah, that's the closest I've come to like third party, and I've never gone to the step of buying a figure. And of course, Leonidas is scratching that itch of it's based on a Beast Wars character. And we were talking earlier about third party filling gaps that you otherwise is probably not going to be filled anytime soon, mm-hmm. or has already been filled, but it was done poorly. And like in the case of Masterpiece Rodimus, mm-hmm. This Leonidas, he's not really scratching that itch. I have a ton of Leo Prime, or like Leo Convoys, Leo Primes. Mm-hmm. He's more scratching the itch because the Zoids. Sort of homage. But like you were saying, it's a big figure. It's $150. It's a big leap into that realm. The most I've spent was the $5 or the $10 on the Unicron.com animated upgrade. Mm-hmm. Set.
Well, I'm actually glad you mentioned Unicron.com because I mean I honestly completely forgot that they had even done any third party stuff.
They were one of the first companies to do it.
Yeah, if I remember right, one of the first third party things I ever saw, if not maybe the first thing, was when Armada Unicron came out. They had that stand that you could actually put your Armada Unicron on it and have him where his fangs forward.
And then we also, not long after that, they released the coins like from Beast Wars that
had with the reader.
Yeah, the golden disc.
Yeah, that's one of the first third party things was a Unicron.com. They kind of get forgotten about because it was City Commander that really propelled third party.
Yeah.
Into like the must have.
I mentioned them, and that's what got me into doing the third party. And of course, we're joined by
Nancy, you might have heard in the background making. Yes. All the Masterpiece. We have a side chat over that you guys can't see, and we were all like really hoping for a Massey tech, but
yes.
He's diffused the situation.
And despite what you might think, this is actually the original Massey. This is not a third party or reproduction.
There are
it's a knockoff.
Except no imitation.
Yeah, he is the original Massey attack cat.
Okay, well, to get back on topic, Michael, my opinion, I know you're talking about this one figure, Leonidas. This goes back to what I was saying a minute ago. Watch reviews. Listen to people on other podcasts that buy the toys and talk about them. Because everything I've heard about Leonidas, I wouldn't have thought this, because they made the Warden figure, which in my opinion, as far as build quality, is one of the most solid third-party items that's ever been made. And I don't know what happened, but from everything I've read about Leonidas, they took a severe nosedive. I've heard people talk about this toy breaks really easy. It's like stuff that you try to transform it or move something in a way that should be intuitive, and it's real easy to put too much force. I've heard the tail has got a bunch of little joints in it, and it's little thin plastic parts. So, and the tail has to be like wrapped around something during transformation. And just bending it the wrong way, think of like little universal joints, but like a whole bunch of little ones. If you bend one joint the wrong way, it'll snap. So he's one of those figures you drop the money on and then break it. Is Don being attacked?
No.
Are we getting a messy attack?
Yep. Oh, it's on camera.
No. You're being bad boy.
Get him, Massey.
Down you go. You're being bad boy.
He'll be back.
Don't you bite me.
Called it. I totally called it.
And Massey. We can't see Massey anymore. I want to see Massey while he's attacking.
Well, wherever I am, he's not. That's...
Well, we have to protect Don's face because that's what's in frame.
Well, he needs to hang the camera down so we can see Massey.
That's why his legs are all bone. It makes sense now.
Hey, here, yeah, he's cutting me off. Okay, here. There's your window up.
Hey, I mean, it's been a while since we had a Massey attack, so same time.
Sorry,
it was overdue.
So I think the bleeding will stop soon, and then I'll get the spill magic on the blood puddle, and
you know it should be fine.
Yeah. So Don asked earlier, and Jim gave his answer, but he asked us what has prevented us from taking that dive, other than a couple of the topics we had already brought up. And for me, Jim said cost, but for me, cost was a factor about a couple of years ago before I graduated college, as could be understood. But now I'm in a position where I can afford more expensive items. Like, I just spent a ridiculous amount of money on, you know, PlayStation Optimus Prime and Mega Drive Megatron. Just because I like video games. Okay. They're not amazing figures, but I love them just because that video game connection.
Are those made by Takara or are they licensed out?
They're licensed out.
They're officially licensed.
Sentinel? Yeah.
Well, I know they have the license for PlayStation and Sega, but is it Takara that's making them with that license, or is some other company making them?
I want to say it's Sentinel, but I may be wrong on that.
I was thinking it's that funny, like, it's a licensed PlayStation, licensed Transformers. You don't really call it third party, okay, but it's sort of third party.
Well, technically, that is the legitimate definition of third party, is, you know, when it's another company other than Takara making a Transformer. But that is a licensed third party.
Yeah, well, you know, it gets a little – see, that's what the whole third party thing gets a little fuzzy-er, because you've got, like, the one day in Japan that they issue – a temporary license, and there's garage kits that are licensed garage kits, and, you know, things along those lines. So,
but the definition of a third party, because the first party would be Takara or Hasbro. Second party is the customer, us. A third party would be when someone other makes the product, usually in between, like, mm-hmm. you know, either contracted out through or selling the license off to. So if it's not made by Hasbro or Takara, it's a third party. It may be licensed third party, but it's still third party.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff we talk about is unlicensed third party.
Yeah.
That's the technical definitions of the terms. So okay. You've already bought a couple third party items if those weren't made by Takara.
Yeah. And I definitely agree. I forgot that they were made by a third party company. I guess because the common nomenclature in, you know, the fandom is third party is usually talking about the unlicensed.
Nomenclature.
Yeah, wow. college grads over there showing
his
fancy talking all.
Big words are one of his eccentricities.
But yeah.
So, you know, one of the other things I'm debating on is I love masterpiece figures. Ironhide, I will say, is not on my list right now. I have the iGear versions that, although they are a little, again, with scale being a new thing in Transformer masterpieces since MP10 came out, they're a little short, but I like the looks of them. But one of the ones I've been looking at as a third party is Hound, coming out from TFC, who most of us will remember is brought Hercules.
Isn't Mastermind Creations also doing one? I think there's three.
Yeah, there's a couple of hounds out there. This is the one that's, as far as the color and the design, you know, there's that.
Okay, I don't know if it's my computer freezing or if it's my internet. But I was struggling to talk and then all of a sudden everything froze.
Yeah, your audio's good, but your video keeps cutting out.
Okay, I'm going to kill my video. People don't need to see me just to save processor so that my computer isn't going to get all out of whack.
We don't want to catch
maybe my audio quality will be better. Well, maybe my audio quality will be better without the video robbing bandwidth.
No, you still sound like you.
Okay, aren't there three Masterpiece Hounds being made? I think Mastermind Creations, TFC, and Make Toys? Or Make Toys?
I'm trying to remember. It's...
Yeah, there is a... We have it up on... Or we have two of them up right now on our Facebook page, and TFC and Make Toys are both doing...
I'm one to think Mastermind also showed off a design. I don't know how far they got into producing it, if they still are, but I know they showed it off. And I remember thinking at the time that I thought Masterminds looked the best. But here is my actual thoughts. Because we know Hasbro has had a license with the Chrysler company in the past when we had alternators, the Dodge Viper when the first one was released.
R.I.D. even.
Yeah, so... They've got a good relationship there, just like the Corvette license wasn't going to be hard to get because they've had a relationship with Chevrolet in the past. So that being said, Jeep being a part of Chrysler Corporation, Hound is one of those figures I would imagine would be on the short list. In the next year or so, we'll get an official Hound.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's like I was saying earlier, it also bounces out to, do you want to get the character now? Or do you want to wait? You know, it's tough. There's stuff I've wanted and waited on, and then it vanished, and I can't get it anymore without paying.
Well, I'll tell you one to look at, and I'll tell you why I think this is the case. You may want to look at third party if you want to have all the 84 cast for Sunstreaker. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had the license for Lamborghini, and they've released, you know, the sideswipe mold in every imaginable color. They just released announced a clampdown coming out. Where's our Sunstreaker? Why haven't they jumped on that while they've got the license? And here's why I think we haven't seen it yet. Because I think was Lamborghini still owned or part of with the same parent company that has the Volkswagen? Like Volkswagen, Porsche, is Lamborghini under the umbrella too?
I think they're under the umbrella, yes.
Okay. I'm not a car person, I wouldn't know.
Okay, here's my theory, because I've heard it speculated, because apparently this was said somewhere in an interview or something. I can't remember where, so take it with a grain of salt. That the reason why Bumblebee is not a chibi Volkswagen, because the toy and the cartoon both, neither one were an accurate Volkswagen, but they wanted to get the license, and it was part of the agreement to get the license is that they could not modify the car. He had to look straight up like a Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
Since Sunstreaker would be a modified Lamborghini, could be the same stipulation on there that they're like, you know, you can release a Lamborghini toy, but you can't like put the big engines on the top and whatever other modifications. It would have to be an accurate Lamborghini. So, Takara wanting to get these masterpieces just right, I can see them just... I think they would rather not release a Sunstreaker than to release one wrong.
Perhaps they could make it where it is a proper Lamborghini, but similar to Masterpiece Ironhide, they can include a sled that is basically, you know, not necessarily a sled, but the engine and spoiler and all that would otherwise make it look you know, more like Sunstreaker, be a separate accessory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A thought.
I think what you're looking at in that case is kind of similar to what happened with exhaust, because they could have solved the problem by just not even bothering with any kind of deco on the front and then letting people customize it how they wanted to, but they didn't. So they had to go through all that process trying to get past the rules and regulations. If they included those modified pieces in there, knowing people could make it look like it wasn't supposed to, what's the difference between that and releasing it as is with the correct look but wrong things?
Oh, it could transform into a weapons pack or a blaster jet pack or something. I mean, it could be an accessory, and it could just happen to coincidentally be able to just plug on conveniently.
Well, it would be like with Dark of the Moon Lockdown, because couldn't his guns attach to the outside of his vehicle mode? I'm pretty sure they could.
Or not Dark of the
Moon, Age of Extinction.
Okay, I was like, you just broke my brain. I'm like,
I knew which one you were thinking of. You said Lockdown. I knew.
I try to pretend that Dark of the Moon didn't happen.
My brain was going with like Hunt for the Decepticons, Lockdown, you know, or Axer, and then to Age of Extinction. Like, okay, which way is he going with this one? So.
Okay. Well, as I said, Ironhide is not blipping my radar right now. That's not a euphemism. That's just.
Yeah. Everything's a euphemism here.
But I like the Hound. After seeing both of them side by side, now I got some rethinking to do. Because I hadn't seen color shots of one of them up until now, and it was like back to the drawing board. but as far as Sunstreaker, I think you're right in saying Galvatron. I think that third-party Sunstreaker looks a lot better than I was willing to give it credit for when it was first announced.
I think there's two, and there's another company that's been working on one for a while. It's just taken a really long time. It's not out yet.
I'll be honest. At this point, someone needs to get an overhead projector, and you're old enough to know what I'm talking about. The other two aren't.
Yep.
Get an overhead projector, some overhead pins, pull down the screen, and help me can remember who's who, because I can't remember anymore.
You gotta give me a little more credit. Overhead projectors existed when I was a kid. They didn't have any of this fancy digital crap.
We used them in school. I used to get in trouble for making shadow puppets when the teacher was turned around.
You used to have the spray and have to have a wiper to wipe down the clear slide. But, I mean, come on, man.
Okay.
Well, I'm 27, not 17.
Well, speaking of Dark of the Moon, one of the few figures I liked was Dark of the Moon Sideswipe.
Never got that one. I had the Revenge of the Fallen, but never the Dark of the Moon one.
I've got all of them. I have all the Sideswipes.
I drew the line at Dark of the Moon, and I'm like, I'm only buying Legends figures.
Those are fun, too.
Yeah.
Except for Jazz. He's a little weird.
I stopped buying
Toys. With the fake hood up top.
Yes.
Well, that was just going to be my suggestion for the third-party Masterpiece stuff, is to get the stuff that it doesn't look like Takara is going to release. Because I would think, because those licenses are typically only valid for a certain length of time, and rather than having to repurchase the license later, it would make sense if they were going to do a Sunstreaker, they would do it while they have the license. Yeah, I mean, they would do it with enough time to do the repaints, because they're obviously doing Diaclone stuff. Yeah. So if they did a Sunstreaker, to get money out of that mold, they would end up doing the Police Sunstreaker and the Red Sunstreaker. And, I mean, if the license is good for, say, 3 years, they're not going to wait till 2.5 years and then start trying to crank out Sunstreakers.
Right. Now this is a slight tangent, but it's related to what you're saying, is I brought up in pre-show that the reason we're getting clamped down is that's another obvious straight repaint. I haven't looked at it to tell if it's a remold yet or not, because I have no interest in getting it personally. But like Red Bumblebee, it's almost like they're needing extra time to prepare for either the next mold that doesn't have a significant amount of repaint potentials, mm-hmm. to try to get more money in the kitty to pay for the mold, or they need more time, like you're saying, maybe to get the license back or for negotiation to get permission to do the Sunstreaker the way it was. That was my thought.
I think that's just overthinking. And I think when it comes to business, it's simply, they want to try to put out stuff that we want to buy because we're their customer base. If they don't put stuff we want, we won't buy it. But ultimately, a company is in business to make money. Mm. And I think it's just a fact of, hey, people are buying the Diaclone stuff when we put out the other Diaclone releases. Watch something else Diaclone we can release of something we already made a toy of. Oh, Clampdown. Oh, in a while. And when that gets done, then we'll do Deep Cover. I hate to say it this way because it almost sounds negative, but it's a money grab. They know they're buying Diaclone stuff. This toy was released in a whole bunch of Diaclone colors. Let's release it in all the Diaclone colors to get more money. I don't think it's specifically get more money in order to do this. It's just to get more money.
Well, that was the reason behind the G1 Seekers and the G1 Dotson brothers in the first place, anyway.
They had
the shared mold, but they just did slight variations to the mold of the Datsuns, and then straight up repaints, and then eventual remolds for the Seekers.
Yeah, it was just to expand the line, to have more toys on the shelf, to make more money.
I think it's probably the same sort of thing here with Masterpiece, only on a more expensive scale.
Just like we'll probably eventually see a Black Trax as well, for the same reason.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'd be okay with that.
That would be nice, because the last Black Trax we got was in the Lucky Draw Encore G1 Trax, and that thing, the cheapest I ever saw one was $300. Now, I haven't checked for a very long time, but...
Rock on. Got that one.
What, the Road Rage?
No, BotCon just this past year. Was that called Road Rage? It had the red hoist and the black tracks?
No, that was
Skids.
That was Skids. It was Generation
Skids. Good grief. Yes. Corvette. Sorry. Wrong figure. I fail at G1. I'm banished.
You're banished to the land of beasts.
How can you confuse Trax with Skids? Skids is the one character that's never been a character.
I don't know.
Both names end with Z. Skids, Trax. They're one syllable and end in Z.
As punishment, I shall relegate myself to an eternity of beast machines. Like Platinum Primal.
I think as punishment, you have to cosplay as Raul for the rest of your life.
There you go. What?
I would be okay with that.
I'm
considering, actually, in all seriousness, I'm considering cosplaying as Dr. Archiville.
Genius.
Not the TFYLP variant, the actual G1 with the lab coat and all that.
Why would you not want to cosplay as Tobias? I mean... Come on, man.
Because the original's so good, he doesn't need a third-party release.
Yeah. Besides, you can't speak Swedish. All you can say is IKEA.
I can try based on what I learned from Muppets as a kid, but beyond that.
And then we'll be at war with Sweden. Do you want to be at war with Sweden? No. They've got all them fish. They're not afraid to use them.
Yes.
But as far as third party goes, that's my take. That's what I'm suggesting. Again, look at your budget. Start small to get a feel for it. Like Insane Galvatron said, read your reviews. Go to your forums when they're released. See what people are saying in the forums about them, because they may find things on a case by case issue, like Blitzwing. Again, that was the Hasbro Blitzwing. Had multiple issues, but not every fixed every problem because of just, you know, the way the figure was designed. So you may have that in a third party in which you've got several issues popping up, and they're fixed.
They're not consistent.
But that can happen to any, because on these conveyor belts of manufacturing, if you've got something that's a micron out of tolerance, you've got production runs that are completely fishnagled.
So that's why Masterpiece Rodimus, is he had, there were issues, and there were a number of issues, and you weren't guaranteed to get all the issues. You may get one or two of them. And then if you were really unlucky, you got all the issues.
That was
rare, but I have heard of people doing that. Like every single issue, they broke shoulders, they broke hips, they broke panels on the legs.
They open the box and a bunch of dust just falls out.
Now that's G2 Slingshot.
Yes.
I actually bought a G2 Superion out of my wallet on eBay, and... Ah. Had a broken slingshot. I bought it with a broken slingshot, you know, because I figured, hey, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
So I saved some money and got it pre-broken.
So when you get your, this is assuming that you're buying Combiner Wars, but when you get that G2 Combiner Wars Superion, are you just going to go ahead and take your slingshot out, set it on the ground, and then take a brick to it and just smash it?
Just so it'll match.
Until you get an accurate, you know.
Well, if they, I'm going to pull a plastic on. I've actually bought a G1 slingshot. I'm going to paint gold. I'm going to pull a plastic on, paint a G1 slingshot gold to put on my G2 Superior. Now, the Combiner Wars, if they sold them separately, then yeah, I would buy an extra slingshot just to smash it with a hammer. But I'm not buying a whole other box that just smash it.
Well, what will happen is for Unite War Superior, the G2 slingshot, they'll actually use gold dust remains of G1 slingshots in the production to make it authentic.
He'll be infused with the soul of G1 slingshots.
See, that's what I like to see.
You know what would be a special kind of hilarious is, you know, that how we're getting the G2 Menasar and the G2 Superion here, was like 3-4 months out, is if Takara decides to go ahead and do it too. But just to screw with the fan base, if Takara in their G2 sets decides to use the Alpha Bravo and off-road molds instead, just for the sake of being difficult.
Well, see, that's what I was hoping they would do for the Superion, is give us a G2 Alpha Bravo and then a bag of gold dust to represent the G2 slingshot.
Yes. Well, here's something else, though. If Japan does an alternate color for Defensor, they may do Guard City as an alternate color, whereas we would get G2 Defensor.
Because, I can see that.
I'm thinking of that.
Yeah, but you know, but that's neither here nor there.
I want Battle Gaia from Bruticus after he comes out.
Exactly.
I want RID Ruination and Urban Camo and Desert Camo.
Yeah. Okay, with Ruination, do you go with the American toy color or do you go with the Japanese cartoon accurate color?
Both. And the Korean knockoff color.
Well, no, see, that's the difference. He said Ruination, but then we also need a... I forget his name. It just totally left my brain.
Baldigus.
Well, that's just it, though. In Ruination, you had... Because the cartoon was in Baldigus color. So if you go Ruination and from R.I.D. cartoon, Baldigus colors. Or in the toy...
In Bruticus mode, we'll probably get all of these at some point anyway. Of all the modes, that's probably a given. But one thing we had talked about earlier, this is just a side issue. We were talking about odd things and things we would never expect to see we get from third parties. Primal.
Yes.
I just thought maybe we should talk about that for a minute in the realm of odd things we weren't expecting.
Platinum Edition, Beast Machines, Air Attack, Optimus, Primal.
I just call them Primal because it just fits.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because the big news, I think the real big news here is they're still doing the Year of the Blank line because that's gone so well for them.
Yeah, and next year is Year of the Monkey.
Monkey Autobot logo, I want Repro Labels needs to print a big sheet of those things. I want to stick them on everything.
Well, you know, here's the fun thing. If you call into your local Toys R Us when you want to order this figure, you just have to dial in for Monkey.
Yeah, this
Don't tell me I'm the only person that got that.
I've heard the phrase, but I don't know what it means.
It's a show from Cartoon Network.
Dexter's Lab, man.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, okay. I've seen Dexter's Lab in a long time.
I watched so much of it as a kid, but it's been a long time. When I saw this thing, I was like, oh, great. The only Platinum figure I bought was Predaking.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I got to buy a Platinum figure. And
I am so surprised. I don't know why, but I'm surprised that Air Attack Primal Mold is even viable. It wasn't even used that much. It's just... What closet did you find this in? Did Aaron Archer say, take it by mistake, oh, here, y'all need this back?
Well, it's probably not that it was not viable, though, because it didn't get used much. I would have thought it had been lost behind some shelf somewhere.
It hasn't been used for long.
Yeah, so it's like it keeps getting pushed to the back of the shelf, and then...
Yeah, it's like suddenly it comes from like, because it was officially released at the start of RID.
Yeah, it was released under the RID banner.
And it was like, I think it was hard to find, wasn't it? Like a KB.
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. Yes.
I have to commend Hasbro for this because in spite of how people have these indifferent feelings as far as the Platinum series, the hits and the misses. They're brave enough to, of all Optimus Primal representations, they're brave enough to use Beast Machine's incarnation of this character.
Yeah.
They have to have that big mold to clog up shelves like that Starscream.
I love it.
Yeah, the Hasbro Asia, like in the Chinese, China, and other Asian markets, I've always heard it's all about bigger. Bigger is better.
Sure. So
they're pulling out the biggest molds they can find for these year of the whatever.
Well, the good thing is this mold is. I'm glad this mold will be available for a lot of the collectors during the year of the monkey, the next year's Beast Wars anniversary, because if that hadn't popped up, I don't know when we would have seen this mold again.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people probably would not be able to at least have a second chance for it. I've got the Primal Prime. I've never opened it because it's pretty in the box as is.
The Optimal
repaint.
I would have much rather have seen a new deco on that toy for the year of the
budget. Yeah, that.
Yeah, the Optimal Optimus is large, and he's a better toy than that Air Attack Optimus Prime.
Yeah,
They should release it in darker versions of the original colors. You know, like a dark orange and all that, and remold the head into Megatron.
I had really wished in the cartoon they would have given Megatron a different paint scheme in that body just to have an excuse to buy the toy again.
That was just so. I don't know. We're out of budget. We got
Megatron needs a new body.
Stick Megatron's head on it. All right.
We spent too much money on that safety astrotrain.
Well, now here's the thing though. If we ever get the Optimal Optimus body reissued, there will be third-party Megatron heads. Now you might have to sacrifice some of the electronics, or the head might have the electronics built in.
I want to say it was just the kind of the front half shell with the light piping that came in from the neck.
Yep, the base of the guns had a little light shined up into the head.
So the head it could be transplanted out, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard it is to remove. I haven't looked at mine in a while, but I know I know there's no electronics in the head itself.
I know I lost the head as a kid. But
it's something you would kind of expect to see maybe next year. And again, this is another real quick tangent. With next year being Year of the Monkey, we may finally see a lot of the third party people move into Beast characters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a different engineering mindset.
The different animal.
Suddenly I'm getting at least two Beast Wars figures next year, Beast Wars related figures now, right? I'm getting a Masterpiece Primal and I'm getting this thing. What I really like about this, I'm sure that they're probably more trying to invoke Prime, Optimus Prime, then they probably weren't thinking of Primal Prime, but because he's red and blue, I'm like, well, this is Primal Prime, and I...
Pretty much.
I love this thing. I mean, it's not funky colors like last year, like when they did that clear and orange.
Funky monkey.
Those colors would have worked better on Optimus Primal. Clear orange
crayon. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I like the blue and the red, and I like that the Primal Prime sort of vibe you get from it.
Yeah. It's definitely, and I can't wait. And the good thing about this is if they're looking for a lot of monkey stuff for next year, and maybe some related Megatron stuff, Blast Punch Primal would be another good mold to bring out of storage. Megabolt Megatron, not one of my favorites, but it's a mold that's kind of hard to get.
I would buy it.
They could do that. Optimus Minor.
I would buy it.
Heck, they could even bring back the Animorphs Gorilla and do something with it.
Let's pretend the Animorphs didn't happen.
Masterpiece Power Hug.
Power Hug. I support those 100%.
Yes.
As fun as all this speculating is, for every other year of the, we get two toys.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get all this other monkey stuff. As much fun as it would be, we're really just monkeying around with all this speculation.
Now, I'm thinking like, not as platinum stuff. I'm talking like, store exclusives, online exclusives.
Well, I don't know if you guys listen to our friends over on the Transmissions podcast, but they have a inside source has leaked some information. Apparently, in Titan Wars, we're going to get a bunch of headmasters. They really want to celebrate Beast Wars. Give us a Ape Face and what's the other?
Snapdragon.
Snapdragon. All right, and then release those in Optimus Primal and Megatron colors. Because one's a monkey, one's like a dragon dinosaur kind of thing.
Yeah, I would buy it.
Well, you know, on a similar note, in saying Galvatron, they announced the Singapore exclusive for Crocs as the Alligator Con.
Yeah, I can't wait to pick that up later when it's more available with something we're not supposed to say yet. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, there's no way of knowing where it's going. I mean, if it's any.
Well, we do. We do. I don't remember who was on that night, but we know.
But
we just can't tell, listeners. We have an inside source too, but we're not going to brag about it like Transmissions does.
I have no idea what he's talking about there, but
well,
anyway.
When we go off air, we'll talk about it.
But this was mentioned by somebody else that I do not know who it was. I saw it in a notification on Twitter or Facebook. Whoever you are, this is your you get the full credit. This is your idea. I'm just regurgitating it. Take that Crocs mold, painted as Megatron with the new head. Take the same mold from the Code series, the Mind Wipe, the Sigma L mold, painted as Prime with a new head, do a Beast Wars 2-pack just like the first one.
And then they
I think I just broke side.
Then they could do Bat Convoy and McGalligator as well.
That's what he was talking about.
Well, I thought he was going with the blue and the green.
I was, but I mean I know the Japanese version was different.
But it's still I don't have a Megalligator and a Bat Convoy.
But
and I really
that
don't
would
one.
Be that because I have Sigma L. I really like Sigma L. With a new head, that would be a really interesting Optimus Primal or Optimus Prime, and that mold, the alligator mold is Megatron. It seems like you're the beast. It's a definite thing.
Yes.
So there we go. To get back to our original topic, in order to convince Michael Swift to buy third party. They just got to release this stuff in Beast Wars inspired color schemes.
Exactly. So what I was gonna the way I was gonna wrap this whole thing up is, Don asked earlier, what has kept us so far from buying third party, and at one time it was cost. It's not so much an issue now. The big thing for me was that I don't collect G1. I want Beast Wars, and that's why. That's why this topic is coming up now, because it's the first real big third-party Beast Wars release, and so that is why I haven't bought into third-party yet.
It sucks that the quality on that so bad.
So what's going to get me into it? And if they did that, I mean, I personally love those flip changers, and so if they decided to homage those flip changers, and I mean, they got to give Primal the Batman inspired head, and
well, they're headmasters, so it'd be an easy thing to switch out with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all in for that.
Yeah. Now, yes. Michael, one thing real quick. In Twitter, Cyberwolf, this just came up on my Twitter feed. He mentioned there's two things about third party. The multiple versions of the same character. Plus, the masterpiece size, but the higher cost doesn't really work for him. Plus, all the great stuff we're getting from Hasbro Takara is kind of lessening his thrill for third party, which I think is two very good points that need to be considered as well. So I just wanted to thank Cyberwolf for that, for bringing that up as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So what are you guys' closing thoughts? I gave mine. Well, Beast Wars is always my thought.
My thought is we how we were talking about the not to backtrack a bit, but how we were talking about like the year of the horse and year of the monkey and all these different things that they keep doing with the platinum editions. And I got to thinking, how long do we have before it cycles back around and we end up with another year of the horse and another year of the dragon? Is this going to be a perpetual thing?
Well, there's 12. I believe if Digimon Tamers taught me anything, there's 12 animals. There's 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac.
Okay.
So it'll be at least another 8 or 9 animals before we cycle back. If we use Year of the Horse or Year of the Snake as the first time we got anything, we've had Year of the Horse, Year of the Snake, Year of the Horse.
Oh, Year of the Dragon. Is there Year of the Dragon already?
I'm just glad that this is the where they totally missed like a giant opportunity near the dragon. I'm glad they finally caught on with, you know, Year of the Monkey, and actually did a Beast Wars mold.
Because
or Beast Machines mold at the very least.
Because we all love playing with the monkey.
You only like spanking it.
And on that note,
closing thoughts. My closing thoughts on third party. You know, I went after what I collected as like masterpiece. So I was really looking for things that filled that niche. And at one point, there wasn't that much. Like, I got the little Huffer guy, and I got like the Quake Wave for my Shockwave. Mm-hmm. But then it was like the floodgates opened, and every company started doing masterpiece stuff. And for me, it just got oversaturated. You know, fans only have so much money to spend. I mean, I'm by no means poor in the sense that, you know, I'm like struggling. And I mean, I admit I'm blessed. You know, I can pay all my bills, get a house, nice car, and I can still buy toys, and I'm not hurting for money. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's a limit to how much I can spend. And, you know, so for me, the third parties want my money. They need to think outside the box because there's just too much masterpiece stuff. And then when they make something like KFC was making Citizen Stack, I was excited. Oh, wow, Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. And then the real one came out. And that's when reality hit me that, it, to me, I'm always going to get the official masterpieces regardless. Mm. And it's pointless for me to buy the third-party ones if it's going to end up – even, yeah, I may get the character a couple years earlier. But to me, in a couple years when the official one comes out, now all of a sudden the one I had is redundant and I've wasted money. So if the third parties want my money – they got to think outside the box. Give me something Hasbro Takara aren't going to give us, like the DJD, stuff like that. You know, think outside the box and give me things that, because to me that's the whole appeal of third party, like with City Commander. Yeah. It was something that Hasbro Takara were not going to give us, a trailer for Ultra Magnus. That's what they gave us. So they need to do that. Give us stuff that Hasbro Takara are not going to give us.
Exactly. I'm the same way in saying Galvatron. They're now starting to give us Lyo Kaiser, Dino King, stuff that we're not going to be able to, we're not be seeing from Hasbro Takara anytime soon, I don't believe. At least not in the form we would want to see it. Because I think they would have done an Encore Lyo Kaiser by now if the molds were still viable. I would like to think that anyway.
We could get the Minor Wars. I mean, that's not out of the question.
But I don't want them as like Aerobot repaints. You know,
I don't know, because the torso is going to be different. You need two vehicles for the torso.
Yeah. So, right. But as far as third party goes, my final thoughts: do the research, budget yourselves accordingly. If you need to, start small and work your way up. But be assured you're coming in at a time where the quality has significantly improved over the past several years. So that's not as much of a. I mean, it's a concern, but it's a concern no matter what you buy, where you, no matter across the board. So just take your time, do your research, and just collect what you like. Have fun. Don't make it a chore.
Well, see, that's the thing about the Leonidas that you were asking about, is it's that kind of perfect outside-the-box thing. Because they're not really going to do much Beast Wars, you know, masterpiece or high, you know, highly detailed, high-quality figures to begin with. But it's just kind of unfortunate that the company that made it kind of dropped the ball on the quality. But to go watch some reviews for yourself. I hate sitting down this company over the podcast. Maybe I'm just only hearing, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I'm only hearing the people that got bad ones. Maybe the good ones far outweigh it. So again, go back, check out feedback. The toy may be worth picking up. Or maybe if you know the issues, you know, so that you can handle it more carefully, you may be able to pick the toy up and enjoy it and not have any issues.
Exactly.
All right, what about you, Jim? Any thoughts on third party? Are you convinced?
Budget allowing, I think I may look into it. But then again, I also still have my shared priority with, you know, Combiner Wars and, like was mentioned earlier, the upcoming Titan Wars. Because I have been completely amazed by this line. That being said, if a third-party company comes out with a Landcross, I'm sold. I love Landcross.
Well, now, has the reissue climbed in price, so that is out of reach now?
Can't even find the thing, hardly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That was only 2004, so that's not that old.
Yeah, see, I've got the original, and he is not one of my favorites. He just...
No.
He's Mr. Floppy Legs.
Well, if you don't want it, You know where to throw
say,
it.
I didn't say that.
Let's say you know where to throw it if you don't want it.
You want Mr. Fluffy Legs?
No,
that's because they're all bone.
He wants Mr. Fluffy Legs to throw it at him.
He's like G1. He's Japanese equivalent of G1 Superion because they both sort of just do this. You know, like Soundwave in G1 when he's in tower mode.
That's always been one of my favorite combiners, though, was Lancross. I actually, out of the few toy reviews I've even done on YouTube, that's one that I've actually done the most in-depth review on was the Multiforce, was that set. So, I don't know. But, yeah.
So, for me, it's still a wait and see. You guys have given me some good tips. I'm definitely going to take them to heart. Still going to weigh my options on Leonidas here, but, time will tell.
That's my advice. Go straight now, read the reviews, read the feedback.
Yeah.
And somebody contact Fans Project to get those Beast Wars repaints of their headmasters.
Yeah.
And Lancross.
And Lancross.
Yes.
All right, so this has been TFYLP episode 168. For the last time, saying bye to the fans. Don.
Bye.
Greg.
Bye.
And Jim.
Bye to the fans.
Bye to the fans. It's been good having you. Make sure if you joined in late to go back and find that clue. Because we're not saying it again. At some point.
And you're not allowed to ask for it on the forums or the Facebook.
Yep. All right. Besides, so
if you don't watch this, you will miss a wealth of knowledge that will change your life.
Yes.
Exactly.
And a Massey attack.
All right. This is Simon Bird 2. It's been another episode of Transformers for your listening pleasure. Signing off. We'll see you next time.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
So play with your monkey.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.